And if anybody else feels the same thing, whether it's Sears or Walmart or Bank of America or whatever, if a few hundred thousand, a couple million people decided to quit going there, I have a feeling they would change their policy.
Hmm.
Since it seems like money is the only thing that talks anymore.
Yeah. And it certainly does.
That's right. All right. Have a good one.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. 847-931-1410, 931-1410. Hearing the stories about, Spanish language alternatives at places like Walmart and Sears and so on and so forth. I know it's aggravating to people, but it also reminded me of an amusing story. When I lived in St. Thomas, I used to bank at some point in time with a bank called Banco Popular. And it was based out of San Juan, Puerto Rico, but they had branches in New York City and all over the states, and they had a branch in St. Thomas. Well, St. Thomas is an English-speaking entity. And everybody in the bank spoke English, most of the more people that lived on the island. But they had a habit of sending mail about events or changes or things of that nature in Spanish. So they had a suggestion box in the bank. I said, if you have a suggestion or a complaint about something, please place it in here. So I wrote out, it's annoying for people who live in St. Thomas and bank with your bank to receive mail from the bank that's all in Spanish, because although we may speak Spanish here as a second language, our primary language is English, why can't you send us notices in English? Well, about a week went by, and I got a piece of mail from Banco Popular thanking me for my suggestion in Spanish. So it was nice of them to acknowledge, but I kind of missed the point. And we'll go to you next. Good morning. It's your turn.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Well, at least moderately amusing.
I have a complaint about the Herald now.
Oh, okay.
You know, the Courier keeps getting smaller and smaller. They discontinued their TV guide, and then enough people complained, and they brought it back.
Mm-hmm.
I buy the Herald Sunday edition simply because they had the best, to my way of thinking, TV guide.
Mm.
The old TV guide, you know, the one that used to be the original TV guide, got to be a tabloid thing, and I discontinued that.
Okay.
The one in the Courier News never had channels 23 and 26 and and some other channels and nothing after midnight. But the Herald had a very comprehensive one.
Hmm.
So now what happened? The Herald all of a sudden decided that they must be spending too much money on their TV guide. So they have discontinued anything after midnight. They've condensed it a little bit.
Hmm.
They no longer have a matrix. They just have a listing by day and time, and believe me, it's confusing. And then the thing that really galls me,
mm-hmm,
is they did away with the staple that holds the darn thing together.
Terrific.
So yesterday I got out my needle and thread, and I sewed a couple of staples in it to hold it together.
That's like way too much work for a TV guide.
I'm telling you, it's getting to be ridiculous. Less has become more nowadays. At every possible turn, they are discontinuing something because they don't think you need it.
Hmm.
The Herald did away with, first of all, the Courier did away with a complete market thing every day. They have a condensed one. The Herald, I guess, did away with it completely.
Hmm.
Of course, I don't get the daily one, but on the weekend, the Herald doesn't have the markets in it. So, and everybody says, well, you know, you can get this stuff on the Internet.
Hmm.
So why worry about it? I think pretty soon we'll get everything on the internet.
That could be.
The heck with the newspaper, you know. The only thing we will get if you subscribe to it, maybe you won't even have to subscribe to it, is you get all the ads.
In the mail every week.
Well, here in South Elgin, every Wednesday we get two newspapers dumped in our driveway, whether we want them or not.
Yeah.
Some of the people just leave them sit there out of protest. The one called the Sun is, of course, put out by the Sun Group, which also puts out the Courier News.
Hmm.
And it has the same stuff in it that the Courier and the Beacon News has a week before.
Hmm.
Great news, you know. First 5-6 pages, and the rest of them is ads. The other one that comes is a little better. That has a little more local news for South Elgin and St. Charles.
Right.
But my wife gets very concerned because there it is sitting in the driveway, you know, and it bugs her. You got to go out and get it. You got to go out and get it. And in this real cold weather that we had, I said, no, there. I says, when I go out, you know, later this morning,
mm-hmm.
I'll get them. No, you better go get them. I says, don't think somebody's going to take them, do you?
Yeah, really.
And that's what fills up our recycling bin, you know, all of these newspapers. So I guess when it becomes so convenient that you can sit in your recliner, which I tend to do, and by using the remote, use your TV set to read the newspaper, and it's happening. I guess you can do it now, if you're high enough tech, you know. So that I don't have to go in another room to use a computer.
Hmm.
That's probably the way I'll read my newspaper.
Yeah, there you go.
But then probably they'll charge you. You know, if you want that service on the internet, you're going to have to pay for it.
Sooner or later.
Or either that or be so darn many ads, you'll never be able to read the newspaper.
All those pop-ups, you know.
Okay, my gripe for the day. I feel better.
Well, good, Bob. We're here for you. I need to take a little quick break. It's 8:49. If you're on hold, please be patient. I'll be right back after these. Please help the ongoing programs of the Elgin Children's Chorus by attending Get a Clue, a fundraiser with the emphasis on fun. Join comedian Tim Clue for an evening of clean, character-charged comedy on Saturday, March 17th at 8 p.m. You'll also enjoy musical performances by Jay Kellner, Reed Spears, Edita Appolito, and members of the Elgin Children's Chorus. Tickets are just $40 for the show and may be purchased by calling 847-622-0300. Enhance your evening by combining the dinner and show package. The gourmet dinner begins at 6 p.m. and includes three courses and wine prepared by ECC's award-winning Culinary Arts and Hospitality Institute. The dinner and show package is just $75 for an evening of fine food and engaging entertainment. For tickets, call the ECC box office at 847-622-0300. Call 847-622-0300 now. The Elgin Children's Chorus. We teach life through song.
By royal decree, the Majesty the King has declared that kids and teens are free at Medieval Times!
A parent's favorite word, free.
So join the royal family and bring your family for some medieval fun at Medieval Times Dinner and Tournament. Feast on a delicious four-course meal. Cheer for your brave knight on horseback as he competes in medieval games of skill. Exciting sword battles and lance-shattering action of a real-life joust. It's one-of-a-kind dinner theater experience for kids of all ages. Come join the feasting, fighting, and fun at Medieval Times Dinner and Tournament. I-90 at Roselle Road in Schaumburg, where kids and teens are free. Restrictions apply. Call 888-WE-JOUST for details and reservations. Ask for the WRMN listener discount. That's 888-WE-JOUST and ask for the WRMN listener discount. Or visit MedievalTimes.com. Medieval Times, 15 years of feasting, fighting, and fun. See you at the castle.
It's hard to find a place that will get you full. Well, stop trying and head over to Big Sammy's. At Big Sammy's, Sam himself makes sure you leave stuffed. Sandwiches like beefs, hot dogs, and gyros are so good you won't want to stop eating. If you are really looking to pop your buttons, order the Big Sammy Triple Cheeseburger, Foot-Long Polish Sausage, or the Three-Piece Chicken Dinner. Try the daily specials where you always get your money's worth. Stop by Big Sammy's of Elk Crossing, located at 832 Arlington Heights Road in Elk Grove. To order, call 847-806-1114.
Come to the Onion Pub Brewery, located on Pepper Road, Lake Barrington, just off of Route 14. Our pub is a spacious restaurant and bar with the relaxing, comforting feeling of an old English-style pub. Set on a beautiful renovated property in Lake Barrington, our state-of-the-art facility brews our beer and filters it right to the taps in our main bar. This unique destination is also great for banquets. With an excellent menu and top-quality craft beers, how can you go wrong? So come by for a beer or for dinner. For more information, call 847-381-7308.
I'm not behind you. I'm way ahead of you. I'm tired of being cooped up in a building, having someone looking over my shoulder all day. I decided to make a change and get into the truck driving profession.
You can make a career out of truck driving and have a home life, too. To find out how, Eagle Training Services Incorporated, in partnership with McHenry County College, invites you to an open house Saturday, March 17th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 9182 Pyatt Road, Lake in the Hills. That's on Pyatt Road, just south of the Lake in the Hills Airport. Find out what jobs are available in the truck driving industry. There will be several job recruiters from local, regional, and over-the-road trucking companies there to answer questions about what jobs are available in the trucking industry, how you can expect to make $30,000 plus per year starting wages, what changes can be expected in the trucking industry due to driver shortages, which will help you get the job you want.
Come on, leave that loser job and join us at Eagle Training Services in Lake of the Hills on Pyatt Road, just south of the Lake of the Hills Airport. See you there.
Join the Road Show on Wednesday morning. Yes, morning. For the first of two road shows on Wednesday, March 14th. The road show is going to be out at Southern Bell's Pancake House and Restaurant in Elk Grove from 9 until 11:30 a.m. Located at 130 Beesterfield Road at the corner of Arlington Heights Road, around the corner from Big Sammy's. Join the road show and pick up your certificates, order more, and stick around for some great breakfast at Southern Bell's. Start your day off with a balanced breakfast and great savings at the road show.
8:54 on this morning's Your Turn. We're going to jump right back into it with you. Good morning. It's your turn.
Morning, Jack. How are you today?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. Hey, I like your painting a pothole story, and I predict something like that might happen on my street tonight.
You never know.
You never know. I saw this thing on Hannity's America last night about 800 miles south of the U.S.-Mexico border, taking place in the Mexican Grand Canyon, where they do a simulated border run. And some people saw that as being like training for the actual thing, and it really ticked me off when I heard the beginning of this story. But the way that it ends is they blindfold these people that they catch and release them in a spot where it's all like set up in the mountains, lit with torches and all that. It's a really beautiful sight. At the end of this little mission, they say Mexico is a beautiful place. You should stay here and help beautify your country and make things better for everybody else so that nobody has to leave. So it really did have a happy ending. Mm-hmm. And the English they spoke there is very, very good.
Oh, outstanding.
Glad to share that. Bye.
Thank you. 847-931-1410. Good morning. It's your turn.
Como esta, Jack Davis?
Yeah, good
morning to you. I always seem to call it a time when it always seems to lead us somebody talking about Mexico or immigration. Boy, did you think that this would be happening probably for the next several years on your show? Well, I thought kind of interesting about that border run, catch and release, makes it sound like fishing. But on an interesting note, I thought I'd share a little story at the end. Now it's coming to the end of the hour on... it seems to me, with all these things, a large part of it is what that caller touched on, is what's the source, and the source is, you know, people are having a lousy time we're in. What do people do in America when they're in one lousy place economically? They move somewhere else in the country.
Yeah.
Just so happens to be easier going from Mexico to the U.S., albeit a lot of people do it by illegal means. But I think a large part of it is cultural, too. And one good example, I remember attending an Elgin school board meeting, and after a large part of the parents there only spoke Spanish. They first had somebody who was an interpreter, then somebody who was an activist in the group said, no, we don't want to be having to speak softly and repeat everything. We want it stopped so we can have the interpreter repeat everything that's said during every question. And so only half the questions got answered. I think people need to realize that, yes, it is a good part of the population, and English already is the official language of this country, but concessions have to be made on the opposite side, saying, look, we understand you're a large population here, but we have to make it clear that English is still the official language, and while we can provide these accommodations here and there, they should not be impeding our progress.
Yeah.
And those are cases where it impedes progress. So that is another segment of Grant's Rant. Tune into the podcast.
Thank you.
Thank
so
you,
much.
Jack.
All right, Grant. About 2 minutes left to go on this morning's Your Turn. 2 minutes. That's it. Just two. Did I say there were 2 minutes left? No, there's only about a minute and a half left. Time flies when you're having fun. Good morning. It's your turn.
For a good day for everybody with all the complaints you've had this morning. May God bless everyone today.
Okay. Thank you so much. Good morning. It's your turn.
I just want to say it is great entertainment, and at least people are waking up and communicating. That's all. Have a good day.
Okay. Thank you. You too. A couple of quick phone calls there. Here toward the end of today's Your Turn. Let's see here. Coming up in the next hour, we've got Kenneth Chung coming in with Freedom Rings, your mild-mannered civil libertarian talk show host. Indeed. He'll be on from 9:05 until 10 o'clock. I'm not sure if he has a guest today or not, but generally speaking, he is more than happy to invite your phone calls at 847-931-1410, 931-1410, for little, as he likes to say, spirited discussion on the issues of the day. Don't necessarily have to agree with him, just have to give him a chance to rebut. All right, well, that is the end of today's Your Turn. Thanks very much to all of you who participated today and to those of you who were simply listening in as well. Takes both to get it done. Let's see. For Your Turn, I am Jack Davis. Have a great Monday.
This is your news and information station, AM 1410, WRMN, Elgin.
USA Radio Network News. John Scott reporting. President Bush continues his week-long Latin American tour. He's in Guatemala today. He's expected to promote free trade in Central America and the need for greater security against an upsurge in political and drug violence in the region. Taking a break from official meetings, the president will visit a farm cooperative. He's also going to take in some archaeological ancient Mayan ruins. The U.S. ambassador to Iraq has cleared up the controversy surrounding alleged direct talks held with Iran. During an appearance on NBC's Meet the Press, Almaik Khalilzad admitted there were no one-on-one discussions with Iranian officials to stabilize Iraq, only across-the-table negotiations in front of other diplomats in the Baghdad summit.
We did not have direct bilateral substantive talks other than shaking hands, saying some words about their interest in discussions with the United States.
The U.S. blames Iran and Syria for the upsurge in violence in Iraq.
Not really a reflection on the current field at all. As you know, some of them are very good friends of mine. I'm going to wait and see how it pans out, see how they do, how it develops.
Former Tennessee Republican Senator Fred Thompson appearing on Fox News Sunday. It appears there could be two more entrants in the White House sweepstakes. Thompson says he's giving some thought to running. Also, Nebraska Republican Senator Chuck Hagel. This is USA Radio Network News.
Robert Allen's students have reported earning over $1 billion using his wealth-creating strategies. Find out more now with Robert Allen's free CD.
4 months and 9 days from the day I met Robert Allen, I became a millionaire, and then a year later, I became a multimillionaire. Now I'm a multi-multimillionaire, and that was from real estate. I had no clue about real estate. The fears that I had were handled by the mentoring team.
My name is Robert Allen. By listening to my free CD, you'll learn how to generate passive income through real estate, the internet, and the stock market. Learn how to make multiple streams of income around the clock, 365 days a year.
Call now for Robert Allen's free CD, Creating Wealth Using Real Estate and Multiple Streams of Income. Call 1-800-254-9618. That's 800-254-9618.
My future days are paid for. I feel like I'm the luckiest person on earth.
Call for your free CD. And if you call right now, you'll also receive Robert Allen's money-making reports. 800-254-9618. 800-254-9618.
Saying President Bush will give him whatever he needs, former Senator Bob Dole vowed to fix the problems surrounding the treatment of injured U.S. troops, war veterans, and all service members. Speaking on ABC's This Week, the newly appointed president and co-chairman of the Wounded Warriors Commission said a lack of medical care for service members could extend beyond just the issues at the Walter Reed Army Medical Center.
There are 154 VA hospitals, a total of 1,400 VA facilities, if you count nursing homes and other facilities they have. There's 70 DOD hospitals, Department of Defense hospitals, and we're to look at all of it.
In New Mexico, an extradition hearing for the woman accused of kidnapping a newborn baby girl from a Texas hospital will be taking place this morning. Police say Rashawn Parson had posed as a hospital employee wearing scrubs when she kidnapped the then three-day-old Mikel Dawadu. The newborn is back home in Texas, safe and sound. This is USA News.
Hey, this is Michael Walter.
And I'm Sammy Hagar.
And we're here to tell you that when you stop by NAPA today, you can register for a chance to ride in my number 55 Toyota.
So, Michael, what you're saying is,
I could ride in 55! Exactly.
Stop by any participating NAPA Auto Parts store today and register for your chance to win a ride in the number 55 NAPA Toyota. See store for official sweepstakes rules and complete details. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. NAPA, get the good stuff.
Thousands of mortars.
You get upset and overreact, and something, the experience, gets inside your head, and you get upset with that. Make yourself worse. You can break this vicious cycle. Log on to FHU.com and read Post-Traumatic Stress Syndrome. We all have it. Listen to my radio program, Advice Line, live streaming on FHU.com, 10 to midnight, Pacific Time, and on over 100 stations. For my book, How Your Mind Can Keep You Well, call 866-RADIO-ROY. I'm Roy Masters.
The following message is brought to you by the great folks at McDonald's in Hanover Park and the McDonald's in Elk Grove Village.
Shakes are back at McDonald's. Get yours while you can because they're here for a limited time only. At participating McDonald's, major credit and debit cards accepted.
Be sure to stop by McDonald's, located at 1450 Bussey Road in Elk Grove Village, as well as the 633 Meacham Road location in Elk Grove, or visit the 7455 Barrington Road location in Hanover Park. Plus, anytime is a great time to head to McDonald's with 24-hour drive-thru service available in Hanover Park, as well as the Meacham Road location in Elk Grove Village.
Be
B&B Pub in Poplar Grove has at least two things WRMN listeners want the most. Unbelievable burgers and an outstanding Friday night fish fry. As a matter of fact, B&B is rated among Rockford area's top five Friday night fish fries. Don't forget the Saturday night steaks and prime rib, too. All served with a smile in a charming, fun atmosphere. Call and ask about daily drink and food specials and other nightly fun. That's the B&B Pub in Poplar Grove, 815-765-0077. That's 815-765-0077.
The following paid program is sponsored by Prairie Fire Communications. Opinions expressed do not necessarily represent those of staff and management of WRMN Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Freedom Rings. I'm your host, Kenneth John. With me is my excellent producer, Mike. How you doing?
Not bad. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well.
Good.
I saw my favorite congressman on C-SPAN this morning.
Oh, really?
Congressman Ron Paul announced for seeking the nomination of President of the United States under the Republican Party. And I thought the interview went pretty well. And I think most people watch would see that he's not your normal politician. He's not there for the power. In fact, he'd be there for to take the power away from the power. So it looked like a good kickoff to a presidential campaign that I certainly can get excited about.
Good.
Even though it's against my better judgment, only because I don't think America's ready for liberty yet.
Yeah. That's been 200 years. We're so close to liberty.
I hate to get myself too excited because I just get so disappointed.
Sure. You know better. Don't get my hopes up.
But at some point in time of history, we're going to reach that that paradigm shift. And you never know when that paradigm shift is going to happen. And maybe as a response to this ridiculous, immoral, unconstitutional war, that maybe it's time for the paradigm shift. And Ron Paul certainly would be one who could lead that shift. So it will be interesting to see what happens. Let's see. On to the stupid regulation of the week. I think I'll just pick one from last week that we didn't get to. We had about six or seven last week. Didn't quite get to all of them. 79-year-old David Wetzel and his wife were surprised to get a visit from a senior agent of the IDR, Bureau of Criminal Investigations, IDR, Illinois Department of Revenue.
Okay.
Bureau of Criminal Investigations at their Decatur home. The agents told the Wetzels that they needed a license to use the 1986 Volkswagen Golf Mr. Wetzel converted to run primarily on vegetable oil. The penalty was a $2,500 bond for violating the state's law on alternative fuel usage.
What?
I'm not sure what that entails. Maybe there's only an approved fuel alternative that you can use. And
sure.
If you use unapproved ones, then you're subject to huge fines.
The ones that are approved are the ones the government makes money off of.
Yeah. And a threat of felony charges and a demand for more than $200 in back motor fuel taxes.
Oh, you're kidding me. You haven't used our gas for 10 years. You owe us money.
Right.
Oh,
right.
My God.
Right.
Oh, no.
Now, some the state senate has tried to come to the rescue. Senate Republican leader Frank Watson of Greenville introduced Senate Bill 267, which would tamp down government interference in situations like this one and allow people like Mr. Wetzel to innovate new ways to get around town. See, this is where we're at, folks, now. In order to exercise your freedom, you first have to get permission from government.
Right.
What is wrong with this picture?
You're free as long as you ask us first.
Yes, yeah. But it's not prohibited. It's mandatory.
Oh, my God. Did you hear the CIA is in trouble?
Pardon me?
Did you hear the CIA is in trouble for misabusing the Freedom of Information Act?
Oh, now there's a surprise,
Big
Mike.
Surprise. I was thinking that's a big surprise. Yeah.
They didn't even go through the minimal amount that the Patriot Act requires. in order to snoop around.
Yeah.
American citizens, over 20,000.
You knew
citizens.
That was happening. Come on.
Absolutely.
How could you not know this happening?
Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And I don't care who's in power. I don't care if it's a Republican or Democrat or a Libertarian. You get that power, and it's corrupting, folks. And the reason I mention this right now is because just thinking about the power thing reminded me of the last segment of Bill Maher's, what does he call it now? His HBO show.
I don't know what it's called anymore.
It's not called Politically Incorrect.
It should
anymore.
Still be called that, though. That was
my favorite. It's a good show. He's very talented, and I like watching him, but he sometimes off base. He wanted to... some guest talked about power and corruption, and he wanted to make distinction between the Democrat, the Clinton corruption, and the Bush corruption, which there's no comparison, and blah blah blah. And well, yeah, Bush is worse. I'll admit that, but I think he really thinks that if you just got the Democrats in charge, that it just wouldn't be as bad. And I would suggest what happens usually is these administrations hopscotch each other with how much corruption and power grabbing they engage in. So yeah, it was a real time with Bill Maher.
Mm-hmm.
Is the show. It's during election cycles. He has it on, and it's on HBO, and it's really is a very good show. He's a very funny man, very creative man, just wrong every once in a while, but. Yes, Bill Maher, I would say that power does corrupt, and I don't care if it's a Democrat or a Republican, or, as I say, as a Libertarian, even Libertarians. And that's why what Libertarians want to do is they want to limit, as Ron Paul said today, limit the power that government has in the first place. So the opportunity is not there. So anyway, let's see. So, yeah, that's a pretty good one, though, folks. These days of energy conservation and trying to find alternative fuels, well, better watch what you're doing.
Absolutely.
Might have a revenue knocking at your door. Yeah, maybe it's time we get back to the hillbilly values vis-a-vis revenuers.
That's crazy, though.
Yeah, well, yeah, it is. Yeah, it's absolutely nuts.
You must have charged them a walking tax or something, you know?
Sun tax.
You know? Something, yeah. You know, you're not using our fuel anymore.
Actually, they do. Actually, there are states that tax solar panels.
Really?
Yeah.
We're going to tax the sun.
Exactly.
You got to be kidding me.
No. No. No, see, they want to get their revenue somehow, somewhere. Even if they had nothing to do with it. Government's got to get their piece of the action. It's called legalized theft, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Or sophisticated slavery. We're going to have, speaking of theft, we're going to have a guest on today. His name's Phil Klein, and he's come up with a documentary on eminent domain. I believe it's called Begging for Billionaires. So we'll talk a bit about eminent domain right after these messages.
Are you politically homeless? Are you tired of being taxed and regulated by the Democrats and regulated and taxed by the Republicans? Would you like to pursue your own dreams without the interference of government? Well then, America's most successful upcoming party, the Libertarian Party, is your political home. The Fox Valley Libertarian Party is your local libertarian group working hard to restore the freedoms our country once held dear. Yes, you can fight City Hall and win. We did. Find out how. With your help, we will make the 21st century the century of liberty for all. We hold monthly meetings at Baroni's Pizza, 3 Lakewood Plaza, one block west of Route 25 off of Bessinger Drive in Carpentersville on the last Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock p.m. Call 847-426-1974 for more information. That's 847-426-1974. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
Thank you.
You get what you pay for. Efficient, high-quality service from Perfect Painting and Decorating. In business under the same name since 1975, Perfect Painting and Decorating supplies superior service for both interior and exterior painting, decorative finishing, wallpapering, plastering, drywall and taping, and wood refinishing. For your decorating needs, Perfect Painting and Decorating can custom tint right on the job site. Imagine no interruptions, thorough preparation, professional tradesmen, top-of-the-line materials, meticulous cleanup. Get the job done right the first time. It may cost a bit more for quality, but it's worth it. For a free estimate, call Perfect Painting and Decorating at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. You'll be glad you did.
Hello, friends. This is Kenneth John, and Freedom Rings needs your help. I would like to get back to a two-hour show, but that costs money. You can help by contributing to the Heartland Institute, Illinois' own libertarian think tank, with a tax-deductible contribution. The Heartland Institute is an independent, nonprofit research organization in operation for 17 years. Joseph Bast, Heartland's president, is a frequent guest on this program. 90% of what you contribute to Heartland comes back to Freedom Rings to pay for this ad. By contributing $25 or more, you will receive monthly publications including School Reform News, Environment and Climate News, and The Heartlander, the Heartland Institute's monthly newsletter. So please call 312-377-4000 to contribute and be sure to mention Freedom Rings. That's 312-377-4000. Or you can contribute by credit card on the internet by going to Heartland's website at heartland.org. Again, remember to mention Freedom Rings, and thank you for your support.
All right, we are back with Freedom Rings, and I'd like to welcome to the show right now Phil Klein. Phil,
yeah,
how you doing?
Thank you, Kenneth, for having me on your show.
Oh, well, it's my pleasure. I believe that the legalized theft of property that's going on throughout the country is one of the main issues we're facing today, and done under the ruse of for the public good. That being eminent domain, what do you have cooked up to combat that?
Well, the documentary Begging for Billionaires takes a basically a hard look at abuse across America in the Kelo case and the outcome of the fallout of the Kelo case in America. And hopefully by getting this documentary into the movie theaters and for people to see it, I think one of the biggest conceptions is with the media is that that it's okay to take people's property because it's for public use. But basically, it's not for public use because in the documentary, we basically show, they like in Kelo, they took out all these homes to be replaced by homes. And in Kansas City, they took out retail to be replaced by retail.
Oh, so it's just, well, it's sorting it out for those who are politically connected against those who are not.
Well, what it is the media has given, the mainstream media has given this perception that it's okay to take property because it's for public use. But basically, it's not for public use because as we look in the documentary, the politicians don't care about the people losing their property because they're getting large campaign contributions by the developer, the developer lawyers, the contractors, and the people who are benefiting from it. And that's the real story that they don't want it done. In the documentary, we expose all this.
Well, the Constitution does mention that eminent domain is permitted for public use. Now, my recollection of the Kelo case is that they kind of changed those terms around from public use to public benefit.
Well, one thing we do is we take the backdrop of Kansas City, Missouri, and Kansas. One of the 10 top abuses in the country happens in these two states. And how what has happened here is the developer lawyers have changed the law that eminent domain can be taken for anything. In Kansas, because of Kelo being thrown back to the states, we are now fighting in Kansas that they want to pass an eminent domain bill that takes uses eminent domain for anything. it's got worse across the country of people I didn't talk to. Because when it goes back to the legislature, these developer lawyers and this hard lobby has a lot of influence on these politicians to make the case even worse.
Really? So in Kansas, they're actually going to—they're trying to change the law so that they can take the property without even the ruse of public use, just for any reason.
And then they made it even worse if they added on to it to basically get public subsidies for a soccer stadium for the Wizards, who are basically the worst team in the league.
Well, worst or best.
And they want to give them some, because Olathe, this one politician, that's her district, so she can get benefits from it.
Well, and what, again, the excuse behind the Kelo decision was that as long as it collected more tax revenue, that'd be for the public benefit then, therefore.
Well, I'll give you one case, a good example, which is in a documentary, is Daryl Penner. Daryl Penner has been down there for 50 years right on Main Street. They took his property.
You're talking about in Kansas City, Missouri?
Yeah, Kansas City, Missouri.
All right.
They took his property for the world headquarters for H&R Block, which was only about 15, 20 blocks down the street. Not only did they took his property, but they gave it to H&R Block to build their headquarters, but they also furnished all the inside furnishings for the headquarters on the backs of the taxpayers. And they took his property for that, which, you know, both Penner, who the two families that we follow in this documentary, and we show all the psychological trauma they go through and through the whole process. And what happens is both Penner and Paul Thomas, their businesses are very much struggling right now because they both had two prime locations, one right on Main Street and one right on Grand, and now they're stuck way back in places where not only they lost customers, but it's
well,
hard
and the
for
retail
them
to business location is everything.
Yeah, and basically they took their location because it was a good location, and these developers wanted it.
Yeah, well, it's it really is a shame because, you know, we grew up in the government school system, you know, believing in the American dream that you can do whatever you want to do as long as you, you know, work hard and provide services or goods that people want. And people do that and build themselves up and boom, you know. Someone who doesn't want to do the same thing, doesn't want to work hard for something, but instead pays, basically, as you say, pay people off, pay legislators off. People, the hardworking people get their property taken from them.
Well, what was interesting is I did this for 8 years, followed the politicians around. At one point, the mayor, Kay Weldon Barnes, had me arrested and removed from a public meeting by police officers because she didn't want me there with my camera. You know, and what we take a hard look at is the inside. One of the things we do is Whitney Kerr, who was the guy who put all the parcels together, we got a hold of the deposition that he did when Penner actually sued to get more money. And what Whitney Kerr says is, well, property is like a gene in the body. It basically wears out and dies. It has to be replaced by a new gene.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, and this is the attitude of when Penner, at one point in the documentary, basically talks about that they tried to contact the mayor's office for help. And the mayor, when we turned her, called. And then she showed up at a groundbreaking up on the corner, maybe 100 feet from his business, drinking champagne and caviar. Wouldn't even come down and acknowledge him.
Well, that's not surprising.
I mean, this is what we cover in the documentary, is what 2020 didn't cover, 60 Minutes didn't cover. It really uncovers, exposes what really goes on in eminent domain. And I think it's important that people actually see this documentary. And people who've seen the footage on our website at www.beggingforbillionaires.com basically have been horrified by what they see.
So what you're saying, you document what the good old, basically what is really the good old boy network, right?
Yes. Well, Kansas City has a very long history of good old boy going back to Pendergast.
Oh, yeah.
And this is just the same machinery, just different people. And now they're going to bankrupt the city, basically, with all this corporate welfare they're giving out. And, you know, and hopefully this will change the law, you know, so eminent domain will no longer be a factor.
Well, there are some states that are actually have actually passed a lot stricter laws considering eminent domain. Illinois, I think, is, I don't know if you know the status, I'm not sure of the status right now, but it was a pretty mild reform of what we have now. And what we have now in Illinois is there was a law passed years and years ago called the Tax Increment Financing Law. And I'm sure there's probably prototypes in other, you know, in the other states of the union. But the way it works is, in theory, it sounded great. It said any area that is blighted, that's not taking in any tax revenue anyway, what we'll do is we'll put a moratorium on property taxes for 20 years, and help developers develop that land so that it is a producing piece of property. It sounded like a great in theory. What's happened is that you got the richest suburbs in the Chicago area declaring areas blighted.
Yeah, it's very easy to declare blight. If you have newspapers on, I think we covered this in a documentary, like 4 or 5 newspapers on your lawn, you're considered blighted. If you're, and people will be shocked to hear this, but if your gutter is off a little bit or have a few weeds or even a cracked driveway, they can use that to take your home. I know that sounds shocking in America, but basically that's what's happening all across. I talk to people from California all the way to Kilo, all the way to New York. I'm kind of helping the people out in Atlantic Yard Project, where they're trying to take huge blocks of Brooklyn, New York, and build condos and a sports arena for the Knicks by Bruce Radnor, who's from Cleveland, Ohio, you know, and clearing this whole huge area. And if you look at the blocks they're taking, it's a huge chunk of Brooklyn. And they're using the same status because the paint's peeling, or they don't like the color of your house, the painting of their house, or you may have a couple shingles that's loose. They use that as blight to take people's property. Because, as somebody also said in the documentary, if you're rich and you're elite, you can't stop them from taking your property. And that's what's happening in America, and hopefully, you know, with this documentary, people can see what's really happening.
Well, you point out a theme of something that's been churning in my mind. If I can find the time and I guess the discipline to actually do it, I want to write a book called Progressive Desires, Fascist Results.
Oh, you should.
Because it's a theme that happens over and over in American history. People with good intentions, those that are, I guess we call liberal today, think they look at problems and they have these progressive desires of making things better for the poor and the working class. And so what they do, though, instead of freeing up the system through freedom, they decide that the best way to do it is to ask government to help. And anytime you do that, anytime you have that progressive desire, who's going to win when it's the government that's going to be doing the work? When it's government that has the influence, it's going to be a fascist result. It's going to be those who are in power, those who have the money, those who have the connections, are going to impose the rules so that they always benefit, and the little guy does not.
Well, what it is, it's called greed. Because what happens is when they get this federal money, like here, and I think we actually cover that in the documentary called TIF, Tax Increment Financing. And if you really look at the process, and interesting, K. Waldo Barnes, who was our mayor, was head of the TIF commission quite a few years ago. And now she's mayor, and she's just given TIF away like it's candy. But the point is we cover that it's basically greed, because everybody who is elite, who can benefit from TIF, does benefit, and nobody else benefits from it. The neighborhoods don't benefit from it. It takes away from the roads. It takes away from the sewers. That's a big problem now because we have a mayor's race, and that's one of the big issues is the last 10 years, what happened to our roads? Our bridges are crumbling, but she's given all the money to building downtown, rebuilding downtown for the rich and the elite. All the other friends of hers who've given large campaign contributions, why the neighborhood suffers.
How would you define greed, Phil?
Greed would be basically spreading the wealth to others, especially people who are needing the money, not people who do not need the money, you know, like developer lawyers, heavy contractors, politicians, who basically all benefit from it, where the person who is basically living right above the poverty line is not getting any benefit from it, either approving their homes, approving their neighborhoods, approving the roads, the sewers, or the potholes.
Well, okay, I the reason I ask is because I think everybody has, every time I ask this, every time on my show somebody uses the word greed, they all use it in a different context, in a different fashion.
Well, you think
and we really need to define our terms because, frankly, reminiscent of the Oliver Stone movie Wall Street, that's a I can't think of the author's name, but who wrote Wall Street. This famous speech from that was greed is good, and I'll be honest with you, Phil, I actually agreed with that speech, the way it was portrayed. I think if somebody is being honest and productive and wants to keep what he's got and wants to make more and more and more, I think greed is good.
Yeah.
But where you cross the line and where we have a confusion of definition of terms is if you use immoral means in order to obtain things, like through government, then I would agree with you that greed is bad.
Well, yeah, but I look at it more like Les Miserables, like Victor Hugo.
Yep.
Where what has happened here and probably all over the country is the politicians, the developer lawyers, the contractors and developers are making more money, and it's the little people are getting less and less, and they're hurting, and it's almost reliving Victor Hugo's story.
Yeah, but I would say it's because of progressive desires with fascist results. It's not because productive people who want to keep their own money. And I really think we need to differentiate that because I think the concept that has brought a middle class into existence is to the extent that Western civilization has gone to free markets and not to any kind of a sharing the wealth collectivist scheme, in my opinion.
Yeah.
All right, we're talking with Phil Klein. He is the producer of Begging for Billionaires, which is coming out this summer.
Hopefully, if we can get a distributor, we're trying to get into some film festivals so you know people can actually see it. We're just waiting to hear from some of them.
Oh, okay. Phone number here is 847-931-1410. That's 931-1410. Give us a call if you have any observations, questions for Phil. 847-931-1410. We will be back after a few messages.
We reduce children to their lowest common denominator.
57% of us are functionally illiterate.
For us, excellence is a thing of the past.
We killed the teachers and students at Columbine.
We are all trained to follow orders good.
We have learned to be tolerant of all people, except whites, Christians, and males.
27% of us are put on drugs.
The rest of us take the illegal ones. Two-thirds of us believe that from each according to his ability to each according to his need is part of the preamble to the U.S. Constitution.
7 out of 10 of us don't know either of the senators in our state.
We just placed 19th out of 21 countries on math scores, ahead of the Ivory Coast and Sri Lanka.
We elected Bill Clinton as president
and re-elected him.
And 9 out of 10 of us are products of the public schools.
This message paid for by the Illinois Indoctrinators Association.
Ever think that you should be getting more out of your computer? Maybe you need a go-to tech guy. A go-to tech guy is somebody who knows computers inside and out and can help you with yours. John Spazieri is a real go-to tech guy. John Spazieri is a 20-year tech veteran who can help you get more out of your computer. Need software installed and configured? Call John. Want to learn word processing or Excel spreadsheets? Call John. John Spazieri comes to your home, works with you one-on-one on your machine, and shows you step-by-step how to do things you've always wanted to do with your computer. Want to upgrade your computer? Call John. Need to build a wireless network? Call John. Call John Spazieri at area code 630-858-6933. That's 630-858-6933. John Spazieri. Make him your go-to tech guy. I consider trial by jury as the only anchor yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its constitution. So said Thomas Jefferson. What does this mean? Nothing less than that a juror has more power in a particular case than a judge, congressman, or president, and can judge the law. A juror has the right and power to nullify unjust law by voting not guilty, contrary to the jury instructions that many judges routinely give that jurors must apply the law as given by the judge. This is a very important check on the power of oppressive government. In the past, jury nullification has asserted its historical importance concerning fugitive slave laws of the 1850s, prohibition in the 1920s, and draft cases in the 1960s. Oppressive gun laws, tax laws, and drug laws are other instances where the people through its jury said no to government. For more information, call the Illinois Fully Informed Jury Association at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974.
All right, we are back with Freedom Rings. We're talking with Phil Klein, who is a producer of Begging for Billionaires. It's a documentary on eminent domain, I guess focusing on what happened in Kansas City, Missouri. Did you cover any other?
Yeah, it's not just Kansas City. What we do is we use Kansas City like Michael Moore did with Flint, Michigan as a backdrop of what's going on throughout the country. We also going to have Kilo footage in there, talking about what happened in Kilo, and it's basically a whole thread through the whole thing is the Kilo case and how it's affected people all over the country. And
Isn't a lady involved? Isn't she decided she's not going to move? Right, I thought that's the last I heard.
Yeah, and I guess she finally had to move.
Oh, they did? She did.
Yeah, they basically dragged her out of her home.
That's
the footage that I've seen is where they actually, the police went in there and started dragging people out of their homes.
That should have made, I don't remember that making any national press.
Well, see, that's the thing why this documentary is important, because the media won't cover that. The media did not cover when they pulled Daryl Penner, when they forced Daryl Penner out, or Paul Thomas, or any of these people. The media will not cover any of this. Because
that's really incredible. I mean, as much as I know they're tied to the establishment, you would think just the dramatic footage that would sell advertising time for them would be enough for them to cover something like that.
Yeah, but see, the problem is a lot of the station managers that we found are very much go to the parties with the establishment and all, and it wouldn't look too well with the station manager if, you know, all of a sudden these politicians get all these phone calls of people being very, very angry of a few clips that they show of people being dragged out of homes, even if it's in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, the right of property.
Yeah.
You know, and it's well, what happened to Penner is the same thing kind of what happened in Kilo. They didn't drag him out. What happened was they turned off his power.
Yeah.
They turned off his gas. They put a fence around his property in the city, blocked off the street, basically choking him out, forcing him to move.
Which, if that was done against a nation, it'd be an act of war.
Yeah. And that's why, again, you can see this footage of a lot of this on www.beggingforbillionaires.com, because we actually have footage. Actually, there's one clip on there where I asked the mayor about these businesses downtown and how you think they feel, because you're using eminent domain and they've been down there for 50 years. You know, how do you think they feel? And she looks at me and goes, I'm sorry, but I don't answer non-media questions. I mean, this is the answer you get when you you confront them.
The arrogance is really astounding.
Yeah.
All right, what do you say we go to the phones, Phil?
Okay.
All right, we have Jeff. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Oh, good. Fine.
Hey, listen, you know what? I'm going to check that out online. And you know what? We got something like that in St. Charles going on as we speak. And I don't know if, you know, Ken has heard this. The latest thing is, okay, they're working on that downtown redevelopment deal. And what's going on is there's a couple of businesses that's down the corner down there by the river. They're being
Salerno is on the Fox. Salerno's restaurant is one. I understand.
Yeah.
That's just
Salerno's,
outrageous.
Ragamuffin, Eric and Me's, and there's a couple other ones. But anyway, the problem seems to be in this country nowadays. Seeing that price of property is so extremely high, these people are forcing these people out by maybe, you know, closing down roads. And a good example were in St. Charles. What they did is they said the bridge is being reconstructed, which is not. They're working on sewers, and they closed down the main artery going in there when they didn't need to. And they're basically forcing the business to go bankrupt so they can take over the buildings. And now I'm seeing that more and more throughout the country. And I think it's ridiculous. I mean, if they can't get you by buying you out, you don't want to move. They'll force you out by making business so miserable that you have no choice but to go belly up or sell it. And I don't know why more people aren't getting involved with this, because a mom and pop, I hear so many people complain about no mom and pop operations anymore.
Government doesn't like mom and pop. They're harder to control.
Yeah, it you know, but where's the outrage? I mean, there's people, yeah. I have my own business, and Ken's got his own business, and I have to fight crap like this every day. You know, and it's like, we want your tax dollars, but then we want to take everything else too, you know. And I don't know. I just, there's got to be more information out there for the public to read, because I think they're deaf, dumb, and blind in some respects. Anyway, I'll get off and listen to your comment. Thanks again. Good. Yeah. Appreciate you here being on the radio.
You're welcome. Ken, you know, yes. We need more people like you. What we have done is with this documentary is we actually have caused groups. I'm helping groups all across the country, and what we're doing is we're sharing information. And I think by doing that, and more people like you getting involved, you know, tell your neighbors, tell your friends, you know, about eminent domain. There's plenty of websites out there who are anti-eminent domain, who have good information, like the Institute
for Justice. They're doing a great job.
Yeah, has some really good information that can help you. They also have handbooks. They have information out there. You know, you can give them a call. They'll be very glad to help you in your case, or the people in St. Charles there. And they have won quite a few cases across the country. I think, didn't they win a case in Illinois there? The famous Illinois case, or was that Ohio?
I'm not aware of any wins in any aspect of freedom in Illinois for about 30 years.
It was Ohio. I think it's Ohio. Sorry. Ohio, where...
If you like freedom, don't move to Illinois.
Yeah. I think it must have been the Ohio case.
Okay.
Where they basically stopped the whole development, saying that they took the property illegally, that it wasn't for public use, the Ohio Supreme Court. And I think we're slowly making headway.
And I should say, even in Illinois, I know there's the Institute for Justice has been helping the fight in Lake Zurich, Illinois, where they're trying to use that TIFs to take property away from people. And the citizens are fighting back there, and in Arlington Heights, they've formed coalitions to run for city council. And I think there might be a good chance either or both slates may win.
I think there's more and more groups that I'm hearing from and helping out there through the documentary and passing. I have a lot of information and a lot of documents, and I basically, no charge, pass the documentation and any information that I have onto these groups to help them win against the developers. One of the worst cases here, well, the two worst cases, one was Bill Gross, was the car dealership of B&W wanting to take his used car dealership, and ended up in the Wall Street Journal. And I was kind of involved in that case at the very end. Couldn't really help Bill Gross, but he had a massive heart attack because of it. And they took his property. The other one was they took out a whole town to build a NASCAR racetrack and entertainment district in Wyandotte County, which is costing the taxpayers huge higher property taxes.
Yeah, and that's the other aspect of this, is that they promise pie in the sky. And a lot of times the taxes don't get reduced, they get shifted. As I know here in District 300 locally, there's a huge Sears complex in Hoffman Estates that's part of District 300. They pay no taxes, property taxes, for 20 years, and District 300 keeps on coming back for more and more tax increases all the time.
Well, what they did here, this was for 50 years, which is ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah.
And the developers are not paying one cent of taxes. And it's just on the back of these taxpayers.
Right.
And this is what's happening across the country. And seeing this, it's horrifying, and people don't realize what's going on. They think, oh, we have this beautiful Walmart. Walmart is probably one of the biggest abusers.
Yes. Walmart and Target, I think, too.
Are two of the biggest abusers of eminent domain.
Absolutely.
And tax increment financing.
I wonder if that happened before Sam Walton had died.
No.
I don't think that was kind of that's not kind of the spirit of Sam Walton, is it?
No. What happened was this new guy that took over, this new CEO, they brought him from somewhere else. And his whole business philosophy, you know, Walmart has, there's a website, I can't tell you the website, that shows all the lawsuits against Walmart.
Yeah.
And it's like 20, 30, 40 pages.
Yeah.
And, you know, when Walt was alive, you didn't have one page of lawsuits.
Right.
And this is what's happening with these big corporations. And what's happening is the corporations that I'm seeing asking for tax breaks and using eminent domain are financially in trouble.
It's the Hydra. I think it's the concept of the corporation / Hydra. See, again, I don't think it's the people. See, Sam Walton was one individual who built his own business. And as you say, once it becomes corporate, a corporate structure, I think a whole new animal gets developed there.
And they're
more of a reptilian type animal instead of maybe a cuddly mammal. I'd like to go. I got one more caller on the line.
I'd like to go to
Tim. Hello, Tim.
Yeah, hi, Ken. Hi, Bill.
Hi.
Listen, we've been hearing about all these problems for years and years, and it seems to me that we're arguing about different levels of collectivism, and collectivism is either wrong or right, period. Unless it's voluntarily entered into, and most of these situations are not voluntarily entered into. So it's just, as you said, Ken, legalized theft. It reminds me of the situation in Braveheart where the king institutes prima nocter. You know, where it's the first night, the lord of the area has the right to take a bride on her wedding night and take her first before the husband.
Right.
Now, people wouldn't stand for that if they were to do that, and if we had that kind of law, it would be legal. So at what point is it that people will finally do something to hurt back? And I'm not talking necessarily physical, But I do believe that a documentary at least will inform people that's a good idea. But there needs to be something more. The people who are actively engaged in this need to be hurt, either emotionally or reputation. In some capacity, people need to hurt them back, because that's the only thing that slows these things down. Unless you're able to counter them with legal moves, which sometimes takes years and years and years, and you have a lot of personal and business carnage in those times, and everyone's told, oh, we'll just take it, you know, you got to do it, this is our thing, we can't fight back except through the legal means. All of a sudden, we're the citizens who've built things, and we're being told, oh, you can fight back, but both your hands are tied behind your back. It's ridiculous. That's basically what I got to say on it.
Any response, Phil?
Yeah, you're absolutely right on that. And hopefully this documentary basically will, you know, these politicians, like I know the Mayor Kay Waldo Barnes, is going to run for U.S. Senate. Hopefully when this documentary comes out, it will hurt her chances of running for U.S. Senate. And I think that's kind of a payback or a recussion of what she's hurt a lot of people. And will expose other politicians like her who are into all this kind of stuff, that this is, they'll go, hey, I know a politician just like this, you know.
Remember the, this is a movie, gosh, it must be almost, it's a generation old probably, I'm growing so old, it's hard for me to keep track. Remember the movie Country with Jessica Lange?
Yeah, barely.
And my my favorite scene of Tim, probably yours too, was where the land is being, you know, the farmers were having a really rough time, and the land was being sold off at auction. For non-payment, I guess, to the bank, or maybe could have been property taxes too, and the community got together and in protest. And as soon as they tried to start the auction, you heard this: no sale, no sale, no sale.
Right.
And I think, Tim, that sounds like kind of what you're advocating, is that people have to get off their duff and they have to start just fighting back and say, no, we're not going to take it anymore.
There's one other aspect to this, and that is that people of good conscience who are not actively involved in the community need to consider themselves Knights of Freedom and go to that community and start doing some of these exposés and dirty tricks, if you will, on the people who are perpetrating this. There's all kinds of methodologies that are called monkey wrenching that can be used against politicians. And yeah, some people shrink away from them because they're very confrontive, and they do attack what are so-called innocent bystanders, such as the families of these politicians who are doing things, confronting them in the grocery store, confronting them at their church, and saying, why are you doing this? You hypocrite, you liar, you're hiding behind the law when you're actually using theft. There's numerous ways. We need to get beyond our fear of confrontationalism and actually hurting back. And I'm not advocating physical violence, but I'm saying everything up to the point of physical violence needs to be used against these people so they hurt and understand how they're hurting back. That's the only way we're going to stop this. I'm afraid that at a certain point, people will get fed up, and Americans don't seem to know how to ratchet things up slowly. We either go from cold to hot, and there will be physical violence. I can tell you this much. If my father had built a business for 50 years, I stood to inherit that business. I saw him get a massive heart attack and the business stolen from them. Those people would not be enjoying the benefits of their larceny.
Well, actually, you know, you're absolutely right. I think more people need to get involved and to get active in their community, their neighborhoods, and to basically speak out. And, you know, also people should pass on, spread the word on this documentary, too, and I think that will also help.
That's beggingforbillionaires.com. It's at beggingforbillionaires.com. Phil, we have to break for a few messages, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
Thanks, Tim.
Thanks for the call, guys.
All right.
Hello, friends. This is Kenneth John, and Freedom Rings need your help. I would like to get back to a two-hour show, but that costs money. You can help by contributing to the Heartland Institute Illinois' own libertarian think tank, with a tax-deductible contribution. The Heartland Institute is an independent, nonprofit research organization in operation for 17 years. Joseph Bast, Heartland's president, is a frequent guest on this program. 90% of what you contribute to Heartland comes back to Freedom Rings to pay for this ad. By contributing $25 or more, you will receive monthly publications including School Reform News, Environment and Climate News, and The Heartlander, the Heartland Institute's monthly newsletter. So please call 312-377-4000 to contribute and be sure to mention Freedom Rings. That's 312-377-4000. Or you can contribute by credit card on the internet by going to Heartland's website at heartland.org. Again, remember to mention Freedom Rings, and thank you for your support.
I consider trial by jury as the only anchor yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its constitution. So said Thomas Jefferson. What does this mean? Nothing less than that a juror has more power in a particular case than a judge, congressman, or president, and can judge the law. A juror has the right and power to nullify unjust law by voting not guilty, contrary to the jury instructions that many judges routinely give that jurors must apply the law as given by the judge. This is a very important check on the power of oppressive government. In the past, jury nullification has asserted its historical importance concerning fugitive slave laws of the 1850s, prohibition in the 1920s, and draft cases in the 1960s. Oppressive gun laws, tax laws, and drug laws are other instances where the people through its jury said no to government. For more information, call the Illinois Fully Informed Jury Association at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974.
Are you politically homeless? Are you tired of being taxed and regulated by the Democrats and regulated and taxed by the Republicans? Would you like to pursue your own dreams without the interference of government? Well then, America's most successful upcoming party, the Libertarian Party, is your political home. The Fox Valley Libertarian Party is your local libertarian group working hard to restore the freedoms our country once held dear. Yes, you can fight City Hall and win. We did. Find out how. With your help, we will make the 21st century the century of liberty for all. We hold monthly meetings at Baroni's Pizza, 3 Lakewood Plaza, one block west of Route 25 off of Bessinger Drive in Carpentersville on the last Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock p.m. Call 847-426-1974 for more information. That's 847-426-1974. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
Okay, we are back with Freedom Rings right at the end of the program. Phil Klein, thank you very much for being on the show.
You're
today. The documentary title is?
Begging for Billionaires. People should go to www.beggingforbillionaires.com and see the footage. We also have new footage on MySpace. Go to MySpace, Begging For. It's not the complete word. It's a
okay.
Original music is going to be on a soundtrack. And we just found out that the chorus, a New York chorus of children from 9/11 will be singing Amazing Grace.
Okay, thank you. Very good. Bye-bye. Thanks, Phil. Appreciate Bye-bye. It. All right, this is from Thomas Jefferson. I hold it that a little rebellion now and then is a good thing and as necessary in the political world as storms in the physical.
The preceding paid program sponsored by Prairie Fire Communications.